With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia began 3 days of voting on Friday in a presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for 6 more years. The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko reports the election comes after a ruthless crackdown, which has left only marginal political opponents.
These people, they are, well, political pygmies compared to Vladimir Putin, who has engineered the situation when he is the only one. He's a towering figure, and quite literally, there's no one else, because all the effective, popular, vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are either in exile or jail or dead.
At least half a dozen cases of vandalism at polling stations were reported, including a firebombing and several people pouring green liquid into ballot boxes. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says although President Biden is sending arms to Israel, he's withholding something far more important.
What Israel has needed from the beginning is diplomatic and narrative support, particularly in international forums.
And Talent says a lack of that support is prolonging the war by emboldening Hamas and Hezbollah in the hope that Israel will eventually succumb to international pressure to end its offensive. Consumers are expected to spend in the neighborhood of $22 billion this Easter.
According to the National Retail Federation, 81% of Americans plan to celebrate Easter this year, spending an average of $177 per person. Most of the money will be spent on food, clothing, and gifts. The most popular Easter Sunday activities include cooking a holiday meal, visiting friends and family, and going to church. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier position.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another 4-year term.
Mohler warns the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party is, quote, far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe versus Wade, which the Supreme Court overturned in 2022. This is SRN News. With the April 8th total solar eclipse right around the corner, everybody along the track seems eager to make a dollar.
Hotels and resorts along the Prime Path are bringing visitors in with special packages, while some big companies like Southwest and Delta are selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. Still, small businesses within the path of darkness appear to be leading the charge. Towns and shop owners have been planning for the eclipse and anticipating huge crowds. Jason Walker reporting.
Consumers became slightly less optimistic about the economy this month, though they do continue to expect inflation to cool further, a potential sign that price increases will keep slowing. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped to 76.5 in March, barely below February's reading of 76.9. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.